And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Obviously, as soon as anything's official on Klay Thompson, you'll hear it first here. The Fan. And also, hey, I think you guys covered it.
Dramatic.
I think you guys covered it. But TexasMotorSpeedway.com to get tickets for the race on Saturday.
You covered it.
And we have a new favorite IndyCar driver, Simon. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was great. Super likable. Now, have we had him on our show before?
No, we had another guy. That was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Another guy you're talking about. We were on remote. Pretty sure.
A French guy?
Another French guy that had been through the whole Talladega Nights experience.
Too. Yeah.
And
all the French guys go through that.
Yeah, you're right.
Every single one of them.
I mean, how many French guys in the world could there be?
Well, let's can't we just go through our Twitter accounts?
And I'm going to find out now.
Find out. I'm sure.
Seems exhausting, really.
I don't know.
Show bet.
I guarantee you. That it might not have been him.
Wow, that's strong. All right, coming up next, we review that guarantee.
I'm pretty sure, though. Okay, so, guys, I'm searching it. I'm going to find out.
Kevin?
I'm going to find out.
Just run this damn segment.
All right, here we go. Let's start with the State Fair. They released their concert headliners for the 2019 State Fair of Texas.
Hey, guys.
I predict Big Tex and the Outlaws.
Nothing opens up the State Fair, gets things going more than... Rick Springfield.
What?
He's going to do Jesse's Girl and other songs that he did.
Okay, did you guys ever watch Californication?
Yes.
No.
So, I'm trying to think. That's probably, what, about 8 years ago?
He's like in one of the bad seasons of that show.
Hey, there was a whole season of Rick Springfield, and he looked on the verge of death then. And that was about 8 years ago.
And he was shagging Pam Adlin.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked really old.
Well, once you're done with Rick Springfield, you can go.
Hold on a second. I got to ask you this. I was curious about what his other best songs are, because all I can remember is Jesse's Girl.
I don't know of another one.
I know another one. Let me think about
it. I've got a list of them. Talk to Strangers.
I don't know that one.
I've Done Everything for You.
I've Done Everything
Love Somebody.
For You. You gotta love somebody.
Affair of the Heart.
Another affair of the heart.
Human Touch.
Human touch.
I don't think you guys are really saying
love. What's the next one?
Love Is All Right Tonight.
No. It's Love Is All Right Tonight.
I get excited. Celebrate youth.
It's time to celebrate the youth.
Nobody sings It's Time.
Where are they all in that same tone?
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, do you have another one?
Yeah. Let's see. Speak to the Sky.
Speak to the sky.
What kind of fool am I? That was his one ballad. He's right.
Yep.
No, What Kind of Fool Am I is, What Kind of Fool Am I?
All right. Well, if you go, somebody has power ranked the Rick Springfield song.
Well, Ben, what a waste of time that was.
Are you ready to find another list?
Jesse's Girl, Our Ship Sinking, Love Somebody, What's Victoria's Secret?
You gotta love somebody.
His fourth best song ever is What's Victoria's Secret?
Hey, that's a good question.
What's she hiding under there?
Hey, you didn't pull up Love Herpes. Somebody. What?
Oh, my God. Victoria's Secret is not VD, sir.
Well, back then. And with him.
Secret.
You better love somebody.
If you haven't heard enough of Jesse's Girl on a loop, then the 28th, you're going to get Cameo.
Oh!
Word up. Here's the cold word. Around the world. There's a real cod piece that's going to rock you,
hey,
little
seriously,
girl.
Pull this up. Pull up Cameo, Are You Single?
Okay.
That song is badass, dude. I mean, Word Up was their biggest hit, and it came out when me and Ben were in high school. But Cameo had been around for a while. Cameo, Are You Single? Cameo.
Just like Candy.
Single
that's
Life?
A great song. Ow. Single Life. That's it.
All right.
She's strange.
That's a good jam. Yeah, dude, listen how good this is. Single Life.
Well, here's Love Somebody.
You better love somebody.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's it.
You know I wish that I could love somebody.
Turn it up.
You better love somebody. Oh, yeah,
remember this.
Yeah, I remember this. I'm going
okay,
now.
Pull up Are You Single. That's the jam.
You better love somebody like Jesse's girl.
I mean, you guys realize he was a soap opera star and they handed him a guitar, right?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
29. This cameo?
Yes. This is single life.
I don't want to get too serious. I just like having fun.
Right, the thing about cameo is the lead singer would like dress in all black. And then he'd just wear a red cod piece.
Yeah. Really?
It was like a just protective bubble for his privates.
Yeah, it's like they all dress like Eddie Murphy in one of his concert films, and the one difference is just this giant cod piece. Check out the band Wasp. Their lead singer, Blackie Lawless, had a buzzsaw cod piece.
Really?
Turn it up.
Now, after that.
Here it is.
Life.
The next night, it's a Latin band, La Macarena Norteña.
The Macarena.
And then the next week, they have an Eagles tribute band.
No.
And then they have Daughtry on Saturday night. And then they've got...
I'm coming home to the place where I belong. And I'm done with American Idol now. I'm just doing stuff.
And I'm your Daughtry.
I'm going to that. I forgot that song.
Gospel singer Ty Trebet. The week after that, you're going to get Texas musician Bob Schneider. Big and Rich on the list.
That's what I want to be.
Featuring Cowboy Troy.
I'm dying to be Big and Rich.
Featuring Cowboy Troy.
And I'm not going to have much to do with talking Cowboys with Troy once I get rich.
Dude, this Lil Nas X thing, just whack, dude. Troy was out here doing whack cowboy rap stuff a long time ago.
Speaking of, October 13th, Billy Ray Cyrus at the State Fair of Texas. Man.
Have you guys seen my dad, Billy Ray Cyrus?
Not a good...
What are you talking about? I used to be on The Voice.
Give her a chance.
What are you talking about?
She's not.
I wore a diaper.
She's not the mosquito from Mosquito and the Hulk.
What sucks is that you just saw the impact of drugs. It's like, hey, look, here's this sweet little girl. Hey, here's Los Angeles. Oh, I got my nips pierced and attached to my nose ring.
When I was 17 years old, I had my first orgy with Snoop Dogg and his friends.
I just had a giant tattoo on my tongue. It's the only thing I'm wearing.
I was like, I don't want to be Hannah Montana anymore. Let's go do drugs and party.
Did you guys hear the story about the man overseas?
What?
35 years old.
Is this
riding
a new segment?
Riding a moped.
Is he coming to the state fair?
Did we hear the story of the guy riding a moped?
Yeah.
Is this a cautionary tale?
That's sort of a segue.
Yep.
Oh, are we done with the state fair shows?
Yeah.
Is he doing it at the state fair?
No, he was overseas.
The moped
Now, he's
ride.
35, and he fell off his moped.
Ooh.
And then he went to the ER. And at first, they're like, okay, you've just got a bruised taint. Not a big deal.
Wait a minute. What?
That is a very big deal.
That's horrible.
It's a very sensitive area. And there's not really a lot of protection down there. And some of your most important organs are in the vicinity.
Well, you know, at first, okay, it's a bruise. So look, it's going to be tender for a couple days.
Okay.
Well, turns out that he eventually developed arousal.
He loved the pain?
And it lasted more than 4 hours, Ben.
Oh, no.
It lasted for 9 days.
Oh, kill me.
Oh,
which caused him discomfort while walking.
Yeah, I think.
Caused everyone in his life discomfort while walking.
He was dysfunction.
Stay at home for 9 days?
Classified as having a grade 4.
You know what's crazy about this? We did a story, or we at least talked about doing a story, I don't know where we got to it, but it's the new bathing suits that are built to... To hide such an ailment.
Beach
bathing suits that hide your arousal men. Like men have this big of a problem. Like, oh my God, I can't hide it. I'm at the beach looking at bikinis.
I thought that was more for junior high kids and
grown
or
men.
Or adult males.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Pornhub.com is the one who sold them, though.
And I'm just, so what does this guy do? How does this guy function? He's like Ron Burgundy in The Office. The pleats. These are pleats.
Kind of. So they graded it out as a grade four.
What?
A grade four, you know.
They grade those?
Grade four excitement.
Fourth grade level?
Grade four excitement, which was the highest tally on the...
Oh, no, I'd say eighth grade level is the highest excitement.
What goes into the grading system?
Well, they've got a chart. Now, the chart, I can't say what it is called on the air, but it's apparently a real thing, and there's a lot of cases of unwanted excitement.
Really?
It says about 95% in general of these things last too long.
Who is saying that this is unwanted excitement? Did my wife write this?
This turned out to be kind of a bit of a disease for the guy. So, yeah. We'll keep our thoughts and prayers with Moped Man.
I'm not sure I understand the story.
So he can't ride a moped
There's
anymore?
A lot of things I can't say.
Well, just say it to Ben.
Can you spell it?
No. I want to know more about the grading system.
I mean, I think I
could
say it, but I just don't feel like getting in trouble today.
Too late.
I mean, I could say some of it.
Are there other stories in the weekly weekday update?
Yeah, man. So this guy is hanging out on Grindr.
That was a hell of a segue, by the way.
He's hanging out on Grindr.
At the state fair?
No, not the state fair. And he gets...
graded?
He meets with the guy, basically. He meets up with the guy. That's what happens on Grindr.
He met the moped guy?
As you guys know.
It's kind of a Grindr app, right?
Well,
the
he
moped
ends
guy
up,
was looking for help.
He ends up getting robbed. So he meets up with this guy, goes into this guy's apartment, and thinking, hey, it's just a casual hookup happening.
Thinking it's an interior decorator
Well,
situation.
He ends up getting robbed, okay? Assaulted and robbed. But he couldn't call for help because he had a jock strap and a ball gag in his mouth.
Oh, man. Call that Thursday. There's audio.
There was also a leash involved and rubber gloves.
Were they going to go digging in the garden?
He ended up getting choked.
What? Do we have audio of this?
He drug him into a closet and took $3,000 from him. He tried to scream when he realized he was being robbed, but he couldn't.
Just visualize what KT's describing and hear that audio. While the guy's digging through the closet.
The suspect was described as being in his 30s with a goatee.
He's reaching for his leash.
Go Cowboys.
Oh, he's a Cowboy fan. He
got it out of his mouth.
That's amazing. That's the first thing he said after the struggle. He was struggling to get that ball gag out of his mouth, and he finally got it out, and he wanted to say something about his favorite team.
Go Cowboys.
Now, hold on a second. He has the ball gag on, and it's only someone else can take off a ball gag? I don't understand. You can't just take it off?
No, you're also
There's
tied
a bit
up
of,
in the back.
Yeah, a tied-up situation.
I've never had a ball gag in my mouth without my hands also being tied up in the back, Ben. Come on. Think through
your
this.
Answer now, that quickly.
There's a... there's a section of the app that
it was the Model A500, I'm imagining. And that one is really tough to get to around your back. And there's a chain that... No, you're not getting out of that one. Trust me, I've tried.
See, it goes all the way down to your ankles.
So you guys might be able to tell me a little more about the app. I don't know. I have experience with it. But apparently there's sections on it. They met the section of the app. You guys would take a guess the section of the app.
I'm in the broadcasting section. Which one were they in?
So, you know, in hockey, they have a wrist shot.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Careful.
The section of the app they met up on was called... No, I can't say it.
St. Louis Blue.
No. It rhymes with wrist at the end, but the three words before it were black men love. The wrist shot.
What?
The wrist shot.
The Marty shot? I can't. I'm not sure what you're saying, but I trust your discretion.
So
let's be safe.
My question is: so we've had some trouble with Drew Smyly. Could we talk Doug Fister out of retirement just to help the Rangers rotation?
Oh, I get it. He's saying Doug.
Yeah. Okay. So So he invites the guy over to his house and is already wearing the ball gag when he gets there?
I guess so.
Ready.
No, he got chained up. Oh. Things were going a certain direction before the robbery happened. All right. So they got him where he wanted him and then took $3,000 from him.
At first, they were falling in love.
Basically.
I always want to fall in love before I go into character.
Listening to some Rick Springfield slow dancing and putting on ball gags.
Sir.
What? What?
Can't believe it.
Billy Bob Thornton, 540.
What are you talking about?
We'll bring Rick into this.
God, can you believe
me? You guys know he used to be a soap opera star.
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
Guys, coming up next, we'll go around the NBA, the latest rumors.